days are getting pretty cold and snowy, but in the first week of December, we're treated to a full moon. Well, treated may be an overstatement. The moon doesn't reach perfect fullness until 6:27 a.m., and that's on the morning of Saturday, December 6th. Also, in Grand Marais, moonset happens at 7:21 a.m., so this is really one for the early risers. This full moon is known as the cold moon, or the long night's moon, for obvious reasons. Full moons are opposite the sun, and these days, the northern hemisphere is tipped in their direction, so winter full moons, especially those that are close to the solstice, take a very high arc across the night sky. And speaking of high, the constellation Perseus is near the overhead position during the prime evening viewing hours. To find Perseus, you really need a star chart, and it may be best to look in late evening when Orion is up. Perseus is kind of a scraggly constellation hanging down way above Orion, just west of the bright star Capella. In fact, Capella will be almost directly above the full moon the night of the 5th to 6th, so that should help you find it. But I think Perseus is really interesting because of its second brightest star, Algol. Algol is from the Arabic Ra's al Ghul, meaning the demon's head. And Algol, which is also known as the demon star, represents the winking eye of Medusa, the monstrous gorgon who had snakes for hair and was beheaded by Perseus. And the winking of the gorgon's eye is for real. Algol is actually three stars. Two of them are only 5 million miles apart, and they orbit each other in such a way that when the dimmer star passes in front of the brighter star, it eclipses the brighter star from our point of view. This makes Algol's brightness dip for roughly 10 hours, and then it recovers, and this whole cycle lasts almost 3 days. When it's not eclipsed, Algol is three times brighter than at the height of the eclipse. If skies are dark and clear, you may be able to detect this winking, just as the ancient Arab astronomers did. And, of course, we've all noticed how the days have been getting short lately. The shortest day is at the solstice on the 21st, but there's one ray of sunshine for those of us who start missing the sun this time of year, and that is that the earliest sunset occurs in the first half of December, and then the sun starts to come back in the evenings. In Grand Marais, the official time of sunset stays put at 4:09 p.m. between the 7th and the 14th. By the time the solstice rolls around, sunset will have fallen back 3 minutes to 4:12 p.m. All right, it's not a big difference, but it does point up how irregularities in Earth's orbit affect us. A related effect is that the latest sunrise occurs at 7:50 a.m. from December 27th through January 6th. The reasons why earliest sunset and latest sunrise don't occur at the winter solstice have to do with the Earth being inclined on its axis, plus the fact that our orbit isn't circular. These effects are complicated, and if you want to know more, it's best to go online and search for the equation of time. For now, we can look forward to later sunsets, but there's still plenty of time to enjoy dark skies studded with bright winter stars. That's all for now, and happy star watching.